brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the second hour, and we are just getting started with the full-scale all-points analysis. We have Webster Tarpley coming up on the other side of this break, then later Alan Watt. But right now we are with Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com editor. Also in the news today in the London Telegraph, White House accused of Barack Obama green screen trickery. So much has the economy been bottomed out that even Barack Obama's PR stunts have become illusory and hollow. The White House has been accused of digitally adjusting President Barack Obama's weekly address to the nation to give the impression he was sitting in front of a car assembly line in Detroit, when in fact it was just later digitally added. He was not in fact giving a speech in front of a car plant. Just kind of another little note in this symphony of economic disaster that's spiraling out of control. It's no wonder people are outcrying over the economic implosion. The question is, where will the energy go, Paul? And what is happening with the police state on the police side of things of this Occupy Wall Street movement?
Well, I mean, you're right. It gives the police the opportunity to crack some heads, and a lot of the American people will support it because these people will have been demonized by some sectors of the mainstream media. The police go in with a heavy-handed response, and a lot of the American people support it. A similar thing happens in England when these protests take place. So, yeah, it's a police state bandwagon, and of course they get the opportunity to do that. And that's only going to continue as these occupation events are prolonged. I'm sure certainly in Europe, the cold weather is going to put a lot to it, a stop to a lot of it, because people simply, you know, won't be able to camp out all night. But certainly in America, I can see this going on for several weeks and months to come, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And then you've got reports of donations from major banks to the police department. You've got police on video helping corral protesters back into banks so they could be arrested for allegedly causing a disruption when they simply tried to close their bank accounts, regardless of if they were protesters. What are we seeing in kind of this fascist nexus between the Wall Street big banks, who are really behind the Wall Street problems, and the police there to defend them?
Well, of course, they're completely allied with each other in a close relationship. I mean, all these, same with Obama. I mean, he's the biggest Wall Street puppet going. But in this poll, which I've been talking about, 50% of the protesters say they're going to vote for him again. So I mean, it's the same people falling for the same tricks over and over again. So, but it's only half of them. You know, in years gone by, it might be 70-80% of them falling for these same political stunts again and again. So it's up to us, the alternative media, to really get in there and try and dictate the conversation. Otherwise, these Obama lobby groups will do so, and they'll continue to define where all this energy goes in the long run.
I don't know. Sometimes I think people like being conned, that they almost find power in people who are obviously lying and telling them what they want to hear. I don't know where this goes.
You're right. They're lazy. I mean, it's not easy to see through it, honestly. It's not easy to see, oh, this guy's involved in Occupy Wall Street. 3 years ago, he was working with the State Department to do this. 2 years before that, he was doing that. People are never going to look into that because they don't have the time to scratch below the surface. So, it takes a bit more gumption and interest in the subject to actually find out what's going on, which is why it's easier for them to fall for these simple-minded stunts every time. So that's our job, to prevent that from happening.
And, of course, the way the media is portraying it. And, yeah, I mean, we just have to get ready for the same kind of Tea Party co-opting with this Occupy Wall Street energy. What kind of new taxes will they impose based on the supposed demands? We have Webster Tarpley on the other side and more analysis of Iran, Occupy Wall Street, and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. Later today, Infowars Nightly News. Stay with us.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on this important Wednesday broadcast, covering so much of what's happening in the world events. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Alex, again, we'll be back tomorrow, ready to go with all the breakthroughs. Right now, we are joined by Dr. Webster Tarpley, a PhD in history, a longtime analyst and critic who's been right about so many things, and a truth teller to boot. Thanks for joining us, Webster. Are you there, Webster?
Yes. Hi.
Okay, now I hear you. Yeah, so out of the gates, we've been talking all morning about this State Department agitator, Ahmed Maher, who has now been openly advising the Occupy movement, and he was part of Egypt's Arab Spring. What do you know about this, Webster?
Well, this is just one case of many, and I think you got to put this in perspective. The Occupy Wall Street movement is a tremendously positive development. It's exactly what we need in the sense that it finally tells people who is the enemy, and Wall Street finance capital is the enemy. Any other enemy is a sham. If you're fighting anybody else, you're wasting your time. This is an authentic mass strike. It started in Wisconsin in February. It kicked over into Ohio, a bunch of other places, fighting these reactionary governors. But now it's this Occupy Wall Street. Now, the problem, of course, is that whereas the ferment, right, when you see members of the Transport Workers Union and Local 199, people who work in hospitals, these are real working people with real concerns. And sometimes they do get interviewed, and you can hear what they think. The problem, of course, is that the intelligence community has prepared a counterinsurgency apparatus. So I wouldn't call this guy an advisor. He's a wrecker. He's a saboteur. He's a brainwasher. And I have tried very hard to delve into how this stuff was all done. It started during the summer in a steering committee in 16 Beaver Street, which means basically Wall Street. It's right down there in the financial district. And we got a couple of veterans of European wrecking operations. These, I think, many of these people are, you know, suspected of having connections to NATO intelligence. We're told, for example, in an article in Mother Jones, that a lady called Begonia and a guy called Luis came in from Madrid, and he said, oh, we just had the wonderful Indignados of Madrid, and isn't that great? And we had this general assembly where we have consensus and facilitators and all the rest of this, and you guys should copy it. Now, the problem, of course, with copying the Madrid Indignados is that they were a total failure. And one of the main reasons they failed totally, completely, absolutely, was because they had this straitjacket, this crazy consensus method, which means you don't get any leaders. You get these creepy facilitators who are not political leaders, but they're technical experts in this idiotic system. And, of course, since they debate like it's a filibuster, right? It's nothing but an endless filibuster. They debate about what to have for lunch and where to put the garbage cans and all this stuff. They never get down to having any demand. So you look at the Indignados. The main International Monetary Fund agent on the scene was Zapatero at the beginning, and he's still there. They failed. Now, I delved a little bit further into these Indignados, a lady called Pilar Bazelga. And if you can read Spanish, you can go to her site, No Morir Idiota, Don't Die a Fool. It can be translated quite easily. She, on my radio program this past week, she said, look, the camp of the Indignados was built by the Spanish army. It was built essentially by NATO, and they got all kinds of, you know, positive things that were essentially delivered. But the price of this, of course, is that those people then run the show. And her quote on it was, I think, a very good one. The Indignados were a soap opera for zombies who thought they were doing the revolution. Now, the answer to this, of course, is don't give up on the revolution. The revolution against finance, capital, and Wall Street is the one. It's the authentic one. But what you've got to do is kick out these facilitators. Get rid of them. Stop with the consensus method. The consensus method is a filibuster in the sense that it's minority rule. A small minority can block the entire thing and wreck the entire proceeding. So kick that out. The American way is majority rule, and the rights of the minority, of course, to speak are taken care of. They remain. But you're going to need majority rule, and you got to develop an organic stratum of political leaders that would not be these creepy facilitators. You saw one of those creeps in action when the Atlanta General Assembly refused to listen to Representative John Lewis, who's a real authentic veteran hero of the civil rights struggle. And he should have been seen as an emissary of the black community to a mainly white group. One of the main principles of mass strike organizing is once you get something going, you got to spread it. You got to bring in new groups. You've got to, if you're students mainly at the beginning, you've got to get labor. You've got to get blacks. You've got to get Hispanics. You've got to get women. You've got to get all the main groups in the society. So they're doing the opposite.
Politically, where do you see this going in terms of top-down Democratic and left-leaning leadership attempting to absorb the energy, whatever they say on the ground, whatever the grassroots protesters are talking about individually?
I say break it. I say they're very vulnerable. See, this is exactly when the ruling class is most vulnerable because they've now got masses going in motion. They did this, right? They put this on TV. What I recommend people to do is go to your local Occupy, whatever it is, and these now exist in hundreds and hundreds of cities. Go in there with some workers, some people who have some sense. Go in there and stage a coup. Take over their General Assembly. Say, look, this straitjacket, this Procrustean bed, if you want, right? It's the bed where you lie down, and if you're too short, they stretch you, and if you're too long, they cut your feet off. Nobody wants to lie down on this, right? The American working people don't have time for endless debates. They need a job. They need a doctor. They need to stop a fraud closure on their house. They need to do something about student loan debts. So go in there and say, look, we're going back to typical American methods. The majority rules, kick out the facilitator, have somebody elected chairman who enjoys the confidence of the people based on political criteria, not because they're experts in the stupid anarchist system of Gelderloos And that is also the other thing about it is that most of these groups are anarchist, anarchoid. And when you look at them, those are not professional revolutionaries. They're professional wreckers. They're professional saboteurs. They're police agents. Their task is largely to destroy. So we have Adbusters of Vancouver, British Columbia. It is a branch of the Situationist International, in effect, which is a group of, it goes back to the 1950s, a bunch of washed-up has-been, never-was artists and writers and so forth. And they were used by NATO intelligence to overthrow General de Gaulle of France in 1968-70, because that was the main enemy of NATO at the time. So those methods also live on in this group, and they're all agreed. When some of these people get on television, they get on network television, they could be saying things like 1% Wall Street sales tax on all transactions, make Wall Street pay. They could say cancel all student loans, wipe out $1 trillion, let the zombie bankers eat the losses. They were bailed out. Now let them say thank you.
Well, Webster, on another front, the derivatives is something you've been talking about for literally years and years and years, being the huge elephant in the room. And on another front of the same issue, we have Bank of America moving its Merrill Lynch derivatives into the FDIC and open to the Federal Reserve discount. Have you seen that news?
Well, again, we want to, instead of worrying about what the enemy is doing, we got to figure out what we're doing. And what we should be doing is use the vehicle of these protests. In other words, if you can go into one of these protests, kick out the facilitator, take over the meeting, vote up a series of demands. And again, I just cancel student loans, 1% Wall Street sales tax, stop all foreclosures for 5 years, no cuts in the social safety net, no genocide against the American people, nationalize the Federal Reserve, go for blocks of $1 trillion of 0% federal credit with maturities of 50 to 100 years, rebuild the country, road, rail, water, energy, public buildings, schools, hospitals, and the entire thing.
But Webster, the
derivatives. Get 30 million jobs. Fight. Because now you go in there and get that voted, you get on TV. In other words, the reason that you see Limbaugh, Hannity, these characters, they say, oh, they're dirty, they're all this stuff. Yeah, I suppose they are. But that's a void. In other words, as long as you have a programmatic void, these parrots of Rupert Murdoch will be able to fill in the blank, right? They can define you. When you have actual demands, then you force people to talk about your demands, and that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, but I want to know what you have to say about the derivatives.
I say, ban some, tax the rest. Get them out of existence. This is precisely where the Depression comes from. Under the New Deal, derivatives were illegal. They were banned. They were Leavenworth material. From 1936 to 1982, under the Commodity Exchange Act, they were simply illegal. Reagan, under Milton Friedman and Austrian auspices, said, let's bring them back. They were so smelly it took 20 years. The job was completed by Clinton and Rubin. And that is the 1.5 quadrillion to 2 quadrillion that's crushing the world economy. Well, what do? We just had a deal today, right, on Citibank. Citibank has to pay $285 million, which is a tap on the wrist, for their collateralized debt obligations. The two kinds of derivatives that have played the biggest role in this depression are the collateralized debt obligations, where the news guys this morning, they were saying, well, they said it was dog doo-doo. Yeah, said the people who were making them up, selling them and then shorting them. All right, so let's ban collateralized debt obligations. Even Blank Fine of Goldman Sachs, when he testified in Congress last May, said maybe we shouldn't have them. Yeah, you shouldn't have them. Ban them. The other one, of course, is credit default swaps. That is what is being used to create the European debt crisis and make it much, much worse. So ban those two kinds, and all others fall under the 1% Wall Street sales tax, Tobin tax. Very important, the Nurses Union, National Nurses United, stands out as the best union in the United States because they're in all of these protests saying tax Wall Street transactions. Those are the nurses. They fought the reactionary Schwarzenegger to a standstill in California, and now they're out there trying to inject
some
program.
We're coming up on the break. We'll be back on the other side. We want to also get into the provocations for war with Iran, what's going on there, and what's going on with the latest African invasions in Uganda and other countries. Infowars.com. Stay tuned. Webster Tarpley is with us.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Back on the Alex Jones Show, Wednesday, October 19th, 2011. We're on with Dr. Webster Tarpley. Webster, we talked about the Occupy issues. I want to talk now about the drum, the beating the drums for war with Iran. We've seen this phony, in my opinion, phony assassination plot cooked up, and now we see the usual suspects trying to take us into war, William Crystal, among others, trying to pressure Obama. What do you see on that front?
Well, let's look at where this story comes from. You're very right to say this is a complete farce, right? This is scraping the bottom of the barrel in terms of the scenario department on this one, right? This character, Arbabziar, right, the failed used car dealer, he's a drunk. He's a substance abuser. He's not very bright. I think he's mentally impaired, either because of too much narcotics or whatever it is. So the idea is you go to this group in Mexico, which is obviously a battleground of every spook agency in the world, right? Los Zetas, I guess it is. And you try to recruit somebody there. Again, this is not how anybody would do these things, and even as the Iranians say themselves, right? What's the point? Why go to Washington to do this when it's so much easier to do something similar somewhere else? And what are you gaining anyway, acting out your rage or whatever it is, right? The Iran Revolutionary Guard are a very professional group, and obviously this is anything but professional. But now let's see where this is coming from, because I've heard some funny stories about this. Who is running the U.S. government right now? I don't think it's Obama, right? The reports we're getting from all kinds of sources, the infamous Ulster Man, or indeed the Washington Post of a week ago Saturday, that Obama is increasingly withdrawn, right? He's like Nixon, maybe paranoid, right? Retreating into the family quarters, watching TV, sports games, not very polite to people who show up, sometimes insults them, maybe hitting the bottle, maybe chain smoking again, who knows? But he's a lot of anxiety, but he's tending towards dropping out. He thrives on adulation, and adulation is not so easy to come by now. So who's running the government? I would say it's the Principals Committee. The Principals Committee right now is composed of Hillary Clinton, Leon Panetta, now as Secretary of Defense, General David Petraeus of the CIA, Donilon, this is Tom Donilon, the head of the National Security Council, and Eric Holder, this multi-malefactor who's the head of the Justice Department. And if you look at that group, I would say the likely source of this Iranian story is Petraeus. In other words, the author of this is Petraeus, not the civilian government, but Petraeus, who unites now in a personal union, we might say, the Pentagon with the CIA. And let's just look back. He came to power in the CIA on September 6th. And September 6th, what have we had since then? We've had three big false flag-type stunts. We had the special alert over the 9/11 weekend. If you go back and look, Petraeus arrives at the CIA and the call goes out, special alert, I think, 2 days later. Then we had this amazing story, which is attributed to the outgoing admiral there at the Joint Chiefs of Staff, right? But it's really Petraeus. Petraeus is the one who delivered this story to the Pakistanis. He called in the head of the ISI of Pakistan and said, you are supporting terrorism. You are supporting the Haqqani network. You're no good. And that has created a tremendous wave of acrimony, hatred, and possible war, right? We're constantly getting stories that there are shooting incidents between U.S. forces and Pakistani forces on different sides of the Afghani-Pakistan border. And then, within the first month still of his tenure at the CIA, we then get the unbelievable Iran story. So I would warn, I've heard various people saying, oh, this is the work of bungling civilians, and we need somebody like General Petraeus because we're praying that he's competent. Well, guess again, Petraeus is the number one Bonapartist. And of course, what I mean by that is somebody who wants to have a military dictatorship. The term comes from Napoleon, right? Coined after Napoleon Bonaparte, a general who becomes a dictator and then much, much more. Petraeus is, I think, he's up to his neck in this. And I would say, in terms of these personalities, he's probably the dominant one on this Principals Committee. So there may have already been a coup behind the scenes where they keep Obama as a figurehead and this Principals Committee runs the government. And Petraeus, well, think of somebody like Field Marshal von Hindenburg becoming president of Germany after World War I. Very bad results, right? He was not Hitler, but he brought in Hitler. So something like this. Now, why do they do this now?
Webster, we're going to hold off here. We're going to keep you to the other side, bring you into the next segment as well. Sure. Of course, we have other minor events. Panic on a Texas flight as passenger yells, you are all going to die, Allah Akbar. Apparently an Iranian guy, American-Iranian. Other Muslims arrested with photos. We'll get into some of that on the other side and talk more about the CIA secret network. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. Here now with Webster Tarpley.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We are back in the long segment of the second hour. I'm Aaron Dykes sitting in for Alex. Again, he will be back tomorrow, fired up and ready to go. Right now, we are still with Webster Tarpley, and we were breaking down the CIA-manufactured tensions with Iran. Webster, where do we go from here with the Iran situation?
Well, I think there are a couple of things working in the background. One, specifically, this is an attempt to intervene into Iran, right? There's this ongoing fight between Ahmadinejad and the president of the country, and Khamenei, right, the head of the Mullahi, right, the spiritual leader. And you can see the U.S. is trying to intervene in favor of the mullahs. Hillary Clinton has said this, right? We want to have an Islamic republic. Well, and in the sense of a mullahi, they fear and hate Ahmadinejad because he represents the military-industrial complex. He's a military man. He's a modernizer. He's interested in science. He's interested in scientific research and all the other things that actually make a country strong, and indeed nuclear energy, which is an indispensable part of being a strong, independent country. So you can see that they're trying to skew the outcome of that in favor of the mullahs and against the president. The other part of the background is the Anglo-Americans are not happy campers these days. I think a number of things are going very wrong for them. Number one, Putin is back. Putin is back stronger than ever. Medvedev is out. I think if we'd had Putin here all the time, we probably wouldn't have had the Libya war, at least in the way that it happened. Putin is not only back, but he's back without Kudrin. And Kudrin was precisely the free market reformer, the stooge of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the European Central Bank, and all the rest of them. So Kudrin, who's really the last of the leftovers from the shock therapy era when the IMF came into Russia and wrecked them using free market deregulation, privatization, union busting, all that stuff, he's now out. So Putin is back, cleansed to some extent at least of his weakest side. The other thing is the destabilization of Syria is going nowhere. Notice that we had this interesting, I think a good, wonderful moment in the UN when China and Russia voted to veto the U.S. proposal, which was to begin essentially civil war and bombing in Syria. And that was done, that's thanks to Putin again. Putin stood up and said no, in effect, and the Chinese then had the guts to do the same thing. The other thing is Libya, not going too well, right? Colonel Gaddafi and his entire family, leadership team, and so forth, this is all still intact. It's now been 2 months since the big NATO attack on Tripoli, and the fighting still goes on in Sirte, in Bani Walid, and in Sabah and other places in the south of Libya. So there's going to be a long civil war, and these NATO agents, right, the Al-Qaeda Terrorist Council, they're fighting among themselves. One of the top ones, Jibril, Hillary Clinton's boyfriend, says that he's going to quit as soon as they finish the military part. Well, don't hold your breath on that. I would like to recommend to people, it's clear now that Obama is a total warmonger, in case there was any doubt about this, right? We've got seven wars. We've got Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Somalia, Libya, Yemen, and now, as you've said, we've added Uganda, which is really more, the Central African Republic. We're up to seven wars easily and maybe eight or nine.
And the Uganda operations in four different countries.
Right, that's what I mean. That's, in theory, it can expand from there. So, you know, seven and counting, or, you know, you want to count those four, I guess we're up to 10. There may be a cyber war with China, makes it 11. Look, for people on the center left of the spectrum, which is about 75% of the United States by most polls in terms of content, what you're for, Primary Obama Now, primaryobamanow.com. This is a website where you can go and vote. You can say, I'm sick of Obama. I want somebody else. There's a list of people, some of the good ones, right? Marcy Kaptur in the House of Representatives doing things to fight foreclosures and other stuff. You can go through the list, right? And if you want somebody added, you can also propose that. There's a way you can send that in. So primaryobamanow.com, and let that go viral. Is a couple of weeks left, right? November 1st is the deadline for filing in the Democratic primary in New Hampshire, and other deadlines are now coming up. So this is basically the last chance to get somebody in the field against this warmonger Obama. And I would say if the Democratic Party doesn't do that, they may be clinically dead. That may be the end of them.
Yeah. But as far as the actual Africa situation, you predicted or outlined which direction so much of this was going to go with the AFRICOM mechanism that was put in place. Can you break down some of that, Webster?
Well, what I argued in Obama the Postmodern Coup, The Making of a Manchurian Candidate, published first in April of 2008, right, in the middle of the primaries, was that with Obama, Africa would become a battlefield between the United States and China. And the idea is always China is present in these countries because they want oil, raw materials. They were getting oil from Libya, no more. They were getting raw materials from Zimbabwe. They're trying to bring an end to that by overthrowing Mugabe on the NATO side. Gaddafi's big sin from their point of view was he was one of the few African countries that refused to become a part of U.S. African Command, U.S. AFRICOM, I think still in Stuttgart. So when you look at Libya, right, remember that Libya is not just Libya. Libya was also really the only fairly advanced country, and it was more advanced than many countries in Europe, in Eastern Europe at any rate. They had development projects going in Mali, in Chad, lots of other places, a big presence in that belt, the Sahel, right, on the sort of the southern side of the Sahara. And that's what we're talking about now. We're talking about Uganda and the Central African Republic and the other ones. including Congo, right? Congo, well, the big Congo, right? Not the little one. Mm-hmm. So all of these areas are areas of Chinese commercial penetration. And since the U.S., under the current economic system, cannot compete in terms of economics, they choose to fall back on military aggression. And, of course, this doesn't work. The other thing that when you're in Uganda, the specialty of Uganda, as I learned visiting southern Sudan some years ago, that's where you destabilize southern Sudan, which is has now been detached. If you saw this character, Pat Buchanan, this reactionary writer, he's been pushing his new book, and he says, oh, look, all these countries are falling apart. All these countries are falling apart. Yeah, who's wrecking them? Who's tearing them apart? The U.S., the British, and the Israelis are the ones who fomented the split of Sudan into two parts, especially the British, who have been trying to do that for 120 years. They finally did it. So now they're South Sudan. So with Uganda as a military base, you can strike right across the border into South Sudan, although they don't mention that one, Congo, and then over Central African Republic, and indeed any others. Also, you get the idea that the regime, is trying to compete with the French, because this is typically a French sphere. So the idea is that if Gaddafi is, for the moment, focused on the guerrilla war and the civil war in Libya, a space opens up, so they want to go in and do that. Now, of course, this is absolutely insane, right? This doesn't help the United States. This is another recipe for disaster. But notice the difference is that Bush would have gone on television with some kind of a blustering, warmonger, brutal, imperialist speech, and Obama basically says nothing. He pretends it's not happening, right? It might interfere with his election year demagogy. So this is where we are. And the answer to that, once again, is political. PrimaryObamaNow.com. Get him out. Dump him in 2012. He is the new Carter. There's no doubt. He cratered exactly at the same time as Carter. 30 months into the term. That was July 1979 for Carter with the Malaise speech and firing the cabinet. And for Obama, it was his failure to invoke the 14th Amendment and stop that crazy race to default, which then gave the financiers acting through Standard & Poor's the chance to downgrade the United States. And those agencies are still on a rampage around the world, right? They haven't stopped. And somebody's going to have to let them see the inside of a jail cell in order to stop that.
Does it look to you like they're going to be able to contain these various countries through these smaller coups, or does it look like a wider world war is kicking off? Will they actually bite off on Iran as they're sort of gearing up to do again, Webster? Are we going to see another false flag attack?
Look, all of this is possible, right? You've got to have maximum vigilance on this. My reading of what they're doing with Iran right now is they're trying to skew this faction fight in favor of the supreme leader and against Ahmadinejad, because Ahmadinejad is the modernizer, the military guy. He's basically a new Nasser with an overlay of Islamic doctrine, which is sort of what belongs to our times, for good or for ill. There it is. So the ones that the U.S. and the British have always hated and feared are the people in the tradition of Colonel Nasser of Egypt. That would be in various ways, right, distorted though they be, the Assads in Syria, Gaddafi, you can look at Chavez of Venezuela. They all start off as colonels, right, middle-level officers. So Ahmadinejad, the same thing. They want to get rid of him. But then, you know, under conditions of a breakdown crisis, things get out of control. You can look at the border between Turkey and Syria. There's constant grave danger that in order to save the failed Syria destabilization, NATO will finally convince Turkey or blackmail Turkey or whatever they do to cross the border into Syria and help the democratic forces. Now, the democratic forces in Syria are the death squads of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's who's doing these things. These are al-Qaeda terrorists. These are fighters that have been brought in from Afghanistan and God knows where. So far, Turkey has not done that. I see Turkey has just made a move into northern Iraq to fight the Kurds, which I think for them is more realistic. But if Turkey attacks Syria, that could then blow the lid off the whole thing. Because if you attack Syria, it's the same as attacking Iran. And then you get the big regional war. And then the missiles go up. And I mean, you know, these hundreds and thousands of smaller conventionally armed ballistic missiles, maybe with various other things on top.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Webster. We're going to let you go right now. And coming up on the other side, we have Alan Watt joining us to give his breakdown of how they steer and control these revolutions. Just want to mention that Ron Paul has been the one candidate willing to bring up that this Iranian assassination plot is false. I don't know if we have that clip. He was also in the debates last night, bouting against Herman Cain, total Federal Reserve stooge, about how he's been blaming the victims, saying that the Occupy Wall Street crowd, it's their fault if they're not rich. Instead, Ron Paul says, why don't they direct the protests at the Federal Reserve? Guys, do we have that clip now of Ron Paul talking about the phony Iranian plot? With Wolf Blitzer.
Is running. He just unveiled a huge plan of his own. Congressman, thanks very much for coming in. So let's talk a little bit about your jobs proposal. We heard a little bit from the President of the United States. He's got his ideas. Yours is the most revolutionary, shall we say. You want to cut $1 trillion in spending over how long?
Over 3 years. But the first year is $1 trillion, balanced budget in 3 years. So cut a trillion the first year.
The first year, and you want to do that by eliminating one, two, three, four, five cabinet positions, right?
Right. The problem we have is I think the radicals have been in charge. The people who believe in spending and deficits don't matter and we can be any place in the world and you can print up money forever. And they've been doing this for about 4 years. So this is an inevitable problem that we have today. And yet I think the country, people are waking up. People in Washington, the bureaucrats and the other politicians, the other candidates running for this office, I think they're living in a different world.
Because your plan is pretty radical. Let's take a look at this. You would cut, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Department of Energy, 100,000 jobs right there. Department of Education, 4,200 jobs. Department of Commerce, 38,000 jobs. Department of Interior, 70,000 jobs. Department of Housing and Urban Development, 9,000 jobs. That's 221,000 government jobs you would seek to eliminate over 3 years.
But they're non-productive, so they go back in. They're non-productive.
Productive.
They're not productive jobs.
You have a lot of these jobs. These people that work in these jobs, they think they're being pretty productive.
Yeah, I know, but when government spends your money, they don't spend it as wisely as you do. You spend it more diligently and smartly, and the investments are much better. So governments aren't smart enough
because,
to do
that. For example,
that.
The Department of Energy, all of America's nuclear power is related to
the
Department
we'll stop it right there, and that's Ron Paul breaking down his specific economic plan to slash various departments and cut trillions from the budget. All the other GOP candidates have proposed maybe tens of billions of dollars of cuts at best, if they even follow through with those plans. No one else is even serious here, and yet the media, of course, continues to ignore Ron Paul. And another gutsy thing he brought up that I was trying to have them originally cue, we're going to find that right now, about how the Iranian plot was false, the assassination plot. Let's cue that up. Or how there's no evidence.
How high? At the highest levels, they said, was seeking to assassinate the Saudi ambassador in Washington. If you were president and that report came to you from your CIA, your Justice Department, your FBI, what would you do about that?
I'd check it very carefully for the facts, because now the facts are filtering out. They've arrested him, and that's fine. He could be a very dangerous person. Maybe he'll get a day in court, but I predict they won't, because I don't think they have much concrete evidence. But at least he's captured, and he's in a court, and there's going to do it. But
well,
the
why
same,
do you think they don't have – because various Republicans and Democrats, Mike Rogers, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, you know, he believes that the evidence is strong. Dianne Feinstein, the chair.
I think it's mostly war propaganda. They've been itching to go to war against Iran for a long, long time. This is exactly what they did leading up to the war in Iraq, and the danger was not there. I don't think the Iranians are that stupid. And yet the people here right now are getting pretty excited about it. You see, people giving us this information gave us Fast and Furious. Why are they they're having investigations in Washington. Fast and Furious is a fraud. But all of a sudden they believe this? No, the same people are telling us the same thing. They need to look at it very carefully. As president, I would look at this type of intelligence very carefully. I certainly wouldn't advocate going into another war. These people are using this one episode possibility of this one guy doing something. Was it a sting operation? We don't know.
people are suggesting we go to war over this.
That is
such a careless attitude.
I just want to make sure, when I heard you right, you said these allegations are war propaganda on the part of the Obama administration. Is that what you're saying?
No, the people who are jumping up and down and say, oh, this is wonderful, wonderful, it's all the way up to the top. Yes, I think people who are suggesting that this is a horrendous...
Okay, and that is Ron Paul calling out the war propaganda, trying to take us into conflict with Iran as those tensions gear up. He joins all the other intelligence analysis, such as Ray McGovern, Steve Pachisnik, and Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who have all spoken out and called out this plot is totally dubious. Of course, the papers openly admit it was yet another sting operation. There's been dozens of them. All the so-called major al-Qaeda plots have been nothing more than setups, usually with unwitting dupes, maybe not good people, but certainly not capable of carrying out mass destruction targeting our country. This is the Black Ops Network trying to drag us deeper down the hole. We'll get into that later. And we'll be back in just a few moments with Alan Watt on the other side. Alex Jones, back tomorrow. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com, InfoWars Nightly News.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
We are back at InfoWars.com here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Again, Alex will be back tomorrow with plenty of fresh news ready to go. He's been out in the field reporting on the border. As you know, throughout the week, I want to remind everyone that coming up November 3rd, in about 2 weeks from now, Alex is going to do another marathon 24-hour broadcast for the Money Bomb to help us grow and continue to reach people. You've seen the InfoWars nightly news platform getting more and more professional. We're bringing you condensed news packages and hard-hitting information, as well as the guests you're familiar with, in a more condensed format. So look for all that to improve and grow, and we do need your support to do that. A few more headlines. Kurt Nemo has written that Occupy Wall Street calls for global governments. Prior to worldwide Occupy Wall Street-inspired protests on October 15th, a group of prominent leftists issued a manifesto that includes a strong call for global democracy, and in particular, democratic rule over international finance system, reports UNPA campaign. That is the establishment of a United Nations Parliamentary Assembly, a global network of parliamentarians. So there you have people pushing for basically greater global governance. You've had the Soros people not only backing and supporting and sort of steering the Occupy Wall Street crowd, but not too long ago converging the Bretton Woods II meeting to try to steer which way global finance will go after the next crash. You've also got Steve Watson expanding on federal records that show Romney campaign is bought and paid for by the big banks, that it is Romney this time around who is Wall Street supported. Of course, in 2008, it was overwhelmingly Barack Obama, and he continues to serve them, I'm sure. I do agree with Webster's analysis that it's basically the shadow networks, the black ops people behind it, who are steering Barack Obama and plenty of other puppet presidents. I really personally think that's been going on since the establishment of the National Security Act in 1947. Truman, the very man who said the buck stops here, certainly did not run things, and neither have most of these other presidents. And you saw what happened to people like JFK and others who stuck their neck out and tried to even fight part of what's going on. Now we want to talk again about the U.S. hawks behind the Iraq war now rallying for strikes against Iran. Leading the charge is the Foreign Policy Initiative, the ideological successor to the Project for a New American Century, the familiar players from the Bush administration. William Kristol, also editor of the Weekly Standard, has said that the alleged plot amounts to an engraved invitation by Tehran to use force against Iran. The very plot that's so dubious that it wasn't even in the Justice Department files, according to intelligence analysts who've blown the whistle. The very plot that was admittedly a sting of really a low-level used car salesman who happened to be Iranian-American, obviously involved in some dark, shadowy stuff, now may be the kind of issue that takes us to war with Iran. Let's really hope not. He's now pressuring President Obama to bomb Iran and try to set back the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, as well as to weaken the regime's nuclear weapons program. Just as Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton did, respectively, in Libya in 1986 and Iraq in 1993, just more alarming news. And, of course, we covered earlier something that is now buried in my stack, and that is to do... Well, we'll get to that on the other side. Alan Watt joining us with his analysis on the Occupy Wall Street movement, the push for Iran, and the larger global system that he covers so well. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com. And tonight, more special broadcasts on the InfoWars Nightly News. You don't want to miss it. Alex again, back tomorrow. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.